conducting interviews.
Did not expect you to work through the dollars that fast. So my apologies, talking to our director, Mr. Boyes, outside from Delta.
First thing, I guess, Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility.
Inland Bays Regional Wastewater. And what you see before you today are all outgrowth of the first two outgrowth of the improvements we have discussed in July. This particular one, you have initially awarded a 5-year contract to Whitman and Record for the North Planning Area. And this particular one has seen 6 amendments already. The project we have to design right now is the capacity expansion, which goes with the disposal expansion that you had at Inland Bays, which we had before you July 14th. Now, the design also includes the regional biosolids facility you have authorized us to proceed with, and the septage with a standalone acceptance at the Inland Bays, which will eventually phase out the septage receiving at Scruff. So having said this, this was negotiated between Whitman and the County Engineering Department during several sessions, and it is limited to design only because we'd like to reapproach you later on for the construction phase on how we'd like to inspect it and how we'd like to administer it and try to bring some of this expertise in-house so we can also track our improvements as they get installed on sort of a real-time basis. Having said this, so what you see before you, the amendment number 7 in the amount of, let me make sure I get the right amount, $1,290,820 covers all 3 aspects of the design and design development for the treatment capacity expansion in Inland Bays, biosolids, and septage.
Okay, you have a motion?
If you have no questions,
well, we'll get a motion, and was there any question or not?
The proposed motion would read, be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 7 to the base engineering contract for the North Coastal Planning Area with Whitman Record and Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $1,290,820, covering treatment expansion as well as biosolids and septage upgrades.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will get the motion carried. Next, sir.
Next one up is the bulk services agreement. This particular one is with Wastewater Artesian Management Incorporated. You know that we have discussed the regionalization of our infrastructure, in essence, avoiding installing additional infrastructure in the ground, trying to utilize existing infrastructure where it is and where we can access it. And this means really transmission and treatment. That's all we're talking about. We have been working on this one for quite some time. This has been a collaborative effort between the Artesian Wastewater Resources, ourselves, and legal counsel. This particular document has been reviewed by all parties. It's been signed off by our counsel for a form, and it allows us to access existing capacity wherever Artesian has resources for transmission and vice versa. Both parties are responsible for their own infrastructure connection costs, and there is a true-up. So the true-up is intended that there is no money changing hands or a limited amount of money changing hands at the end of the year. There's strictly utilization of existing infrastructure, keeping the cost for our customers, and that means globally our customers, our citizens in Sussex County, at the most affordable level. And it's a pretty straightforward agreement. We have been, there have been inquiries from other utilities. They'd like to see similar agreements, and I always stress to them that this is strictly based on infrastructure in place, has nothing to do with building new. It is exactly, let's utilize what we have to the fullest extent possible.
Sure. You have a motion?
I do have a motion. I had a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approve the bulk wastewater services agreement between Sussex County and Artesian Wastewater Management for utilization of each party's existing wastewater transmission and treatment facilities.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arbett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. I think that's a very good move on both parts.
Yes, it's been a lot of work went into it, and you will see, we're working on two other ones you will see in the not-so-distant future.
Very good.
As a matter of fact, I think the other board is considering one of the ones this week. The last one before you about the expansions is the Love Creek Woods one. That has a lot of history to it, and I don't know whether you've had a chance to review the documents, but it dates back. It's the Angola North expansion, and it deals with a district which was created in via resolution October 2014, so it's already 2 years old. Funding in place, design has been completed. We're at 90% level of design. We have one outstanding easement acquisition. We can't advertise the project. There's a need. There's a lot of people asking for it. And that particular outstanding issue is the right-of-way certification. So we need to have all right-of-ways in place before we can bid and advertise the project. At this point, the one in question is the Boat Hole property, which is right next to Love Creek. And it is the key easement acquisition because it contains the pump station for the entire larger area. And in order to propel this forward, an outside third-party agreement had been reached previously between the Love Creek Woods Homeowners Association and the adjacent developer for the Boat Hole. That was totally independent of us. It deals with the hookup connection after the sewer is installed, and it defines a contribution of the developer for that particular aspect of work. We would normally not get involved in that at all. However, at this point, there's a certain impasse between the developer and the county in the acquisition of the easement. The developer has proposed that the county assume the responsibilities of this particular agreement. Hence, I call it sewer participation agreement. And the contribution, which was previously promised to the HOA, would move under our control, same amount of dollars, and we would be the ones, let's say, supervising and conducting the implementation of it. If this were to be approved in principle by the council, then we would finalize this particular issue because the board, the HRA board, still has to agree to it, as well as the developing entity. And once all parties have made their final agreement, then we could proceed with that. The alternative is that we would engage in a somewhat lengthy legal process to acquire the necessary right-of-ways for us to proceed. There's no downside to us other than our involvement. It's a time issue. Obviously, Ms. Jennings and I have discussed that. That is a eligible expense. Our direct involvement with that, not the directors, but our boots on the ground. Now, on the other side, if we do get involved, we can make this more affordable for our customers. We can make sure that we stay within the dollar amounts which are set, because we will work with the customers locating the septic systems, locating the most economic routes for the connection, grouping one, two, or three connections together versus just single ones all the time. So I see this as a good test case. This is 66 properties only. It's a good test case for us for Heron Creek, because Heron Creek at 730-some, the engineering department staff, we like to be more proactive, try to keep the plumbing costs down for our customers. And I see this as an opportunity. Now, if I had been here 2 years ago, I would have probably proposed that we would be involved from the get-go, but I wasn't here. So I'm coming here before you today. I feel this, since I drew up the agreement, I think it warrants our support. But I certainly wanted to get council's input in principle before I bring an agreement here with two signatures and you say, where is this coming from? So having said this...
But this is your recommendation. This is the way we should move as a council,
yes,
as a county, to serve these customers.
Is it okay. My recommendation to move like this in general? If we have 30 third-party contributions. And it's my recommendation to be more involved in the initial, let's say, on-lot design. That means really looking at what is the individual customer's need versus just our need.
Okay, do you have a motion?
And Everett, you've reviewed any of this kind of a
not
part?
Yet.
Not yet? Not okay, yet. So are we agreeing to it at this point without Everett's?
No, I'm asking you for the approach in principle.
Okay. So let me read you the
motion so you fully see that this is
the gun now, George.
Pardon me?
We're good.
Oh, I like jumping a gun.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the approach outlined in the sewer participation agreement between Sussex County, MSBM LLC, and Love Creek Woods Homeowners Association in principle with the final agreement to be presented to council at a later date for approval.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have one last one, and that unfortunately has to do with, I seem to get a reputation for trying to not make you award projects. But the South Coastal Library Reading Garden, we did design the project based on all the, let's say, recommendations we had from the library and from the friends of the library. We did believe that there's a good chance that this project would come in over budget, and it did. It did come in considerably over budget to the amount of almost 100%, where I do not feel comfortable awarding the project because we will be incurring costs above and beyond the contributions of the third party, i.e. the friends of the library. So Ms. Jennings and I, in discussing this, feel that a rejection is most appropriate with a structured rebid where we would identify the items which were requested by the county versus the items which are requested by the friends of the library. So in essence, if the county wants to have a third access to this from the outside to the reading garden, and that has to be a handicapped accessible access, that would be a county request. We would identify this particular item in the cost as a line item. So when we come back to you, we could say, okay, we have a $200,000 bid, $120,000 of it is county expense, and then we would have a structured recommendation how we make the award based on what we have before you now. Right now, that's not the case. I can only estimate where the various improvements sure. are, but the motion is such that we clearly ask you for a structured rebid versus a straight out, we don't want to do the project type rejection.
Okay, you have a motion?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that all bids for contract 16-31 South Coastal Library Reading Garden alterations be rejected and that the contract be rebid identifying the cost centers.
Pleasure, council.
Second motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes, just one comment. I was going to make it, but may I very quickly? Yeah. I apologize. But 100%, no, almost double. So, I mean, I know there's a, I guess, Friends of the Library, I presume is a nonprofit or just a club. Is it a club or is it an official nonprofit?
I do not know the exact status of the Friends of the Library.
Okay. So I'm almost wondering if there's something that they are desiring beyond what's needed, is it appropriate for them to come before this council and provide a presentation and explain why?
May I?
Certainly.
The Friends have always indicated they would be willing to fund the items requested by them.
Okay.
Our library staff and our librarian has made comments above and beyond, and then there were some life safety issues such as access. So we have to, we're trying to dissect what is really requested by the county staff, what's requested by the Friends, and what's simply a code requirement.
Okay.
So once we have that divvied out, I think then your question is 100% appropriate. Let's say $100,000 request by the Friends, $80,000 in committed funding. Mr. Arlett will ask, Where's the difference?
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir, and yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Can I just throw something about the library? I had a concerned citizen mention that the parking lot has got some issues, he thought, cracking or something, and it needs attention, or it will be much more expensive if we don't, you know, look at it. So could you send somebody to do an inspection of their parking lot?
By all means.
Yeah, okay, because he supposedly is an expert in parking lots.
We will report back at
I have a lot of experts down there, Hans, so.
We will be back.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And my apologies again for being outside.
You're good. John Ashman.
George.
Send George down, check the parking lot.
Yeah, George is the expert.
I'm an expert.
Shoot. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here for you this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for the, we'll call it the High Tide Church expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Dagsboro-Frankfort area. The expansion was requested by High Tide Church, a project currently known as PGS Properties and Allen Harim. Currently, the church and PGS Properties will be responsible for a gravity sewer connection to a point on the west side of Route 113, which will provide a connection point for the American Legion Post 24, which has been on a holding tank since 2008. That's how long we've been working on this project. Allen Harim will be connecting to the gravity sewer system installed by High Tide and PGS. And there's an opportunity here for parties to develop an agreement to share costs. I believe some of that is in process now. There are other parcels included in this expansion to maintain a contiguous path. Some of those will be receiving connection points from the High Tide PGS infrastructure. Expansion will consist of 122.65 acres, more or less, and parcels will be responsible for system connection charges of $5,775 based on current rates. And if we do the posting, there is a public hearing scheduled tentatively for September 27th at a regular council meeting.
With and the Allen Harim hatchery?
Yes.
I know down in Mount Air in Selbyville, there's always been problems with their wastewater, I think, mixing in with theirs. Is there an issue, any issues that we have with, do they have to pre-treat or will we?
We had discussions with them, yes.
Since it's a pre-treatment issue. We discussed that yesterday, that there would be requirements to treat it to a comparable to residential standards if there should be an issue. They have assured us that the rejected egg base will be hauled off, and we're essentially dealing with a very similar waste strength to what a residential would be. But it is, we have it on the books, it's in the county code, and we made them aware of it.
Okay, all right, good.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the High Tide Church expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Dagsboro-Frankfort area, to include parcels along 9-foot road as presented on August 30th, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second,
Mr. Wilson. Question on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And Mr. President, I'd like to point out that Mr. Arlette left the room because he is a member of the church requesting, and he wanted no appearance of impropriety.
That's fine. Thank you, sir. Old business.
We're just glad he goes to church.
Ms. Cornwell is coming on down.
The question is, does our attorney go to church?
Yes.
Good.
Change of zone number 1802, filed on behalf of J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. We left the record open.
That's correct.
For public comment in writing.
That's correct.
Up until, I assume, close of business today.
Yes, I believe that's also correct. And just for the benefit of council, we have received quite a bit of information thus far. including some documents that were handed to me this morning. And they include some correspondence, there's some petitions, there's copies of various publications, and certainly for the benefit of council and also the public, these will all be copied so that all the council members have those documentations or those documents to consider when you deliberate on this application. So, along with anything else that comes in before the close of business today.
Sure. So I guess our next process now should be for a motion to close receipt of public comment in writing as of 4:30 today.
That makes sense, yes, if that's what your intention is.
Makes sense to council?
I agree.
Yes.
Would somebody make that motion?
I mean, if we have additional questions, right, we're going to...
Oh, no, we're going to deal with that second.
Okay.
I think we need to close the public record.
Okay.
Excuse me, close public comment submitted as of 4:30 today in writing from the public. Yeah.
So move a motion to close the public comment for change of zone. Where's the number?
1802.
Effective today at 4:30 or 16:30.
There you go.
Military.
There you go.
I'll second that.
Second it. Okay. We have a motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I guess motion carried. Next, I think we need to then allow a time frame from today for the council only to ask questions of staff and or agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get those back, we'll take that next step after that. But I would think, Mr. Moore, what we normally allow for like 15 days?
It's traditionally 15-day period that the council in the past has done.
Okay.
Can we do?
We can do one
session.
We can do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we do. I mean, that's just. We normally have done 15 days. If you want 21 days or whatever the council feels they need to get their questions formulated and to. I would suggest
because of the vacation time and we don't have maybe exposure to staff.
That's fine.
Anything. Why don't we just say September 30?
That's fine.
Is that?
That's fine. No, we can do that.
That gives plenty of leeway to review the stuff.
I mean, I would think then we would want to. We would have a motion that. Council may ask questions of staff and or agencies up to September 30th of this year. And the questions, I would think, should all be funneled through Mr. Lank so we have a record of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll disperse those out to whoever, and then we'll, okay. With the questions, when they get the answers back, then we'll deal with announcement of that, and then the public can make comment for that point in time. That seems reasonable. Is that enough time, Mr. Arlett, you think?
Plenty. I just to clarify, the public comment period is over.
It's over.
So we will share our questions to staffs and agencies,
right.
And the public is over, their comment, at this moment.
Well, at this moment, that correct.
Once those agencies respond back and answer the questions, then we open back
then
up another public.
For comments for those questions only.
Got
correct.
It. Okay.
So I entertain a motion to have comments available from council to staff and or agencies up until close of business September 30th.
You got it.
Motion,
second.
Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. And then as of September 30th, then we will move forward in that time. When we get the answers back, then we'll open it up to the public and that kind of thing.
And for the benefit of the public, all this will be maintained as part of the record.
Correct.
On this application and reviewable as such by the public as
sure.
Well.
Certainly. Okay.
Independent of what we announce.
I have a question with respect to the questions. So I believe it's relevant. I mean, I would think for the public to know what these questions are. So how do we, the questions that are going to be asked by the council, how do we make sure that the public is aware of what those questions are?
Mr. Moore had a recuse himself. The thought was that, once all the questions are asked and we have them, that at one of the meetings after September 30th, we would report to council, and that way the public's aware. These are the questions that we've asked. And who we've asked the questions
okay.
of, so that there is an awareness of that.
Right.
Absolutely, because okay. We want to keep everybody informed of the whole process
totally.
The whole way through.
Yep. Okay. Very good.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two.